Sacrifice is something that's undeniably attractive to us. And what I mean by that is anytime we experience the sacrifice of another, anytime we hear a story or see an example of somebody sacrificing for other people, we immediately recognize that as something good, as something attractive. It does something to our hearts. I'm a huge Blackhawks fan, and I remember when I was in college back around 2010, that I would, I loved watching the Blackhawks. And one of my favorite players to watch around that time was Brent Sopel. You guys remember him, right? He was a great player, great defenseman. And one of the reasons why I loved watching him so much is because one of the things that he was so good at was blocking shots. Okay, he would block the shots of the other team by putting his body in the way. And if you know anything about hockey, you know how hard those shots can be. But I remember I would see him block the shots, and he'd get up limping or something and keep on playing. And I would get so excited by that. I would get so pumped up by that. And I would love to see him do it. And it would just get me really fired up. And it wasn't until years later that I was kind of reflecting on why that was the case. Why did I get so excited by this thing that he was doing? And I realized that it's because it was an act of sacrifice. Every time he was doing that, he was laying down his life, he was sacrificing his body for the good of his teammates. And there are so many other examples of this that we can think of. We think of soldiers on the battlefield, acts of heroism where they sacrifice themselves to save others. We think of first responders, policemen, firemen, paramedics, rushing to the dangerous scenes to save people when no one else wants to go there. We can think of even things that might be more close to home. We can see the efforts of a single parent, this sort of thing, where we can see the sacrifices that they have to make to take care of themselves and their family. And again, all of these things are innately attractive to us. And why this is because every sacrifice is ultimately an act of love. Every sacrifice is ultimately an act of love. And love, by its nature, of its essence, is attractive to us. Our hearts are attracted to that. Our hearts are pulled by that. And so what a privilege it is to celebrate today the feast, the solemnity of Corpus Christi, the solemnity of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. In the gospel today, we hear that Jesus say that his flesh is true food, his blood is true drink. As Catholics, we believe in the Eucharist. We believe that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. We don't believe it's a mere symbol or a mere representation of the body and blood of Christ. No, we believe that it is the body and blood of Christ in a real, substantial way. And so, of course, it's so important for us to come to Mass to receive that sacrament, to receive the body and blood of Christ, to receive all of the graces, gifts, all of the courage to live out the witness of the gospel in our lives. It's so important for us to come to Mass to receive the Eucharist. And yet, there is a trap here that we can fall into if we're not careful. Mass is not merely about receiving the sacrament. It's not merely about receiving the host. While that is incredibly important, that's not all we're here to do. If we have that mindset, we can kind of slip into this trap where we say to ourselves, well, the rest of the Mass is a little bit boring for me. I'm not going to really pay attention until the end when I receive the Eucharist. Then I'll focus on prayer. Then I'll dive into this relationship with Jesus. Then I'll really try and pray. But if we do that, we're missing the point of the rest of the Mass. We come to Mass not just to receive the host, but we come to Mass to participate in the very sacrifice of Jesus. Jesus, who is God, fully divine, becomes man, becomes one of his lowly creatures, so that he can sacrifice himself on the cross, so that he can lay down his life for us, so that our sins might be forgiven, so that we can spend eternity with him in heaven. That very sacrifice of Jesus on the cross is made present on the altar every time we celebrate Mass. All right? We're not re-sacrificing Jesus. We don't sacrifice him again and again. No, the one sacrifice is being made present on the altar. We are transported back in time to the very sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And because of this, our salvation is effected. Our salvation is effected every time we participate in the Mass. Right? If his sacrifice on the cross saves us, and we come here to participate in that sacrifice, we are saved by coming to Mass and receiving the Eucharist. So we're not here just to receive the host, although that is very important, but we are also here to participate in the sacrifice. So even if you're not receiving the host, it is incredibly important for you to be here. It is incredibly important to make sure that you're getting to Mass every single week. There are very few reasons why it would be okay to miss Mass on a weekend. Very few. So it's so important to get to Mass every week, to participate in that sacrifice, to participate in that ultimate act of love. Because remember, every sacrifice is ultimately an act of love. And how fitting it is that today we're able to celebrate also Father's Day, on this day where we celebrate the sacrifice of Jesus. Because what is the essence of fatherhood? The essence of fatherhood is nothing other than love. To be a father is to love your family, take care of them, provide for them. And what is the essence of love but sacrifice? We hear Jesus say this in the gospel. There is no greater love, says the Lord, than to lay down your life for another. That is why, as fathers, all of you fathers, that is why you are called every single day to lay down your life for your family. You are called to sacrifice yourself for your family every single day. The word sacrifice itself literally means to make holy. It comes from two Latin words, sacra, meaning holy, and fice, coming from the word meaning to make. Literally, the word sacrifice means to make holy. Fathers, your sole job in life is to make your family holy, is to get them to heaven. So do whatever it takes to make your family holy. Pray every single day. Spend time in prayer. Cultivate that relationship with Jesus Christ. Deepen that relationship with Jesus Christ. Because if you don't have that relationship, how are you going to bring your family into relationship with Jesus? Go to Mass every single weekend and make sure your family is there too. Again, there are very few reasons why it would be okay to miss Mass. Recognize the importance of what is happening at Mass. The sacrifice of Jesus is made present to us. We are saved by the Mass. What else could be more important than that? And finally, educate yourselves on the teachings of the faith. Know what the Church teaches. If you have questions, there are so many resources out there in this age of the internet. You can find books, you can find articles on the internet. There are great websites. You have three priests here at the parish who are willing to speak with you. If you have difficulties, if you have questions, if you are wondering about something, figure it out so that you can then lead your family and help them to know what the Church teaches also. Do these things. Lay down your life. Sacrifice yourself in order to make your family holy. Do whatever it takes. Ultimately, Jesus Christ is the standard of true manhood. And Jesus Christ, as we know, sacrificed himself for the rest of the world. And so, fathers, I would like to just leave you with this prayer. This is from St. Robert Suckle. He was a martyr in England in 1595. And I think this prayer captures what it means to be a man today. Remember how often you have been with Christ at his supper, and reason now requires you should follow him to Gethsemane, not to sleep with Peter, but to sweat blood with Christ. Your life is a warfare, your weapons patience, your captain Christ, your standard the cross. Now is the alarm sounded, and now the war proclaimed. We know how difficult it is to be men, to be fathers in this day and age. But make sure you're doing whatever it takes to get your family to heaven, because that is your job. You are responsible for your family. Do whatever it takes to make that happen. Lay down your life, sacrifice yourself every day, so that you will be that image of love in the world, and so that you will make sure your family gets to heaven with Jesus Christ, so that they can live with him in glory for all of eternity.